Well, welcome back to the bad news. Yep, I might as well own up first. The sign on the left says Headford, and I'm going to take that. But I've screwed up. I came the wrong way out of Galway, and I headed for Sligo, and if I'd kept on the roundabouts, the ring road in Galway, and then gone around to the next roundabout, I'd have been all right. Belclare 2, Shrull, and somewhere else. Anyway, the universe decreed that I got 8.5 kilometers on this road. I'm onto Google Maps now, and everything will be all right, except that the road to Cong will be paved with a getting lost again. So that'll teach me, in fact. But I suppose the truth is that I'll never be turned into the kind of person who will actually boot up Google Maps before he starts his journey, and who will actually make notes and write them out on bits of paper and put them on the dashboard or the seat beside me in big enough writing so that I can read them. So that I know my key points. There's a Garda car just past me going the other direction, and an ad for Elite Oil Products, and the first sight of Galway County flag. This is a big county, Galway, in terms of Gaelic football and Gaelic hurling. And they've been very good at both. I would say they've been more potential than success. Now, God knows I'll probably be killed by the Galway people, but I'm going to Mayo, which has been, I think, more successful than Galway in recent years at football. I don't think anyone in County Mayo can swing a hurley. Canavan's Pub. Let me be very provocative. They can't swing a hurley in Mayo. All they can do is kick a round ball full of wind up the field. Okay, that's barred me from ever getting into, the box at the All-Ireland when Mayo is in the All-Ireland final. Have you ever been to Croke Park? Ever been there for a match when the stadium was full? I mean, it's a magnificent stadium. Magnificent. A real credit to the GAA. I've been meaning to read that book about the economics of the GAA and how the money works in the GAA. I have it. Even recommended it to Chris Brogan before he comes to Ireland. But I haven't read it myself, except the very first chapter. So here we go. A bit of, the old Leylandia. Shouldn't there be a law against Leylandia? Oh, a tractor going in the other direction. And the point about this is, guys, in case you're interested, the tractor was travelling at 12 miles per hour along this twisty, grindy, windy, narrow road. So you can imagine what the cars behind the tractor, they were being practicing patience. Oh, a house with scaffolding up around it. And nothing going on. That is another one of these houses that was put up on the back of cheap loans from bank managers who wanted to... Oh, there's Castle Hackett. Bank managers who wanted to increase their bonus for the year by lending out as much money as possible so that the board of Bank of Ireland, Allied Irish Bank, etc., the people on the board could get a stupendous bonus based upon the amount of money that they were able to source cheaply from Europe and lend out cheaply in Ireland. Oh yes, the bankers. Now forgive me, that is my... Oh no, I won't be overtaking this Citroen Nemo. It's a 131G Well, Google Maps wouldn't mind me saying this, 1497. So if you're driving 1497, 131 from Galway, we're on to you. Knockmah, off to the left. And there is a tree with no leaves on it that looks absolutely fantastic on the landscape. Yeah, I'm out here in the... I mean, it isn't wilderness. If you go north in Mayo, on the road to Belturbet, I think, yeah, there are actually some roads that really do feel like it's wilderness. Real bogland. You would say there hasn't been that much intervention, human intervention, into the landscape. I mean, it's not like Sutherland in Scotland, which is completely wilderness, if you like, up there. But Currafin to the left and Headford straight ahead. Something tells me that there's a place called Headford River. But I'm sure fairly soon we'll start to come across large puddles. Headford. Oh, yeah. Anyway, this particular audio, I'm going to stop and start because I'm getting a bit concerned for people who are going to turn on their audio boot this morning in North America and find that Paul has put up 7 pieces of audio, and they're going to say to themselves, oh bloody hell, I haven't got time to listen to all that. I've said this myself, I have to admit, when some, you know, so I think this is kind of long winter nights listening to after Mitchell Hardware. Okay, we'll be back after I've paused for breath. Make a cup of tea, please. Please make a cup of tea. At 9:48, I first saw the mountains. In the distance, the 12 pins. In the distance, the mountains that caress the Atlantic shore in Connemara. Oh yes, the mountains I never saw as a child, because every time I came to Connemara, it was absolutely pissing rain. And, you know, you can see nothing in Connemara when it rains and when the mist is down and all that. You know, it really is a different country. But come here on a fine day where the sun is shining and comes low across the landscape, thereby casting long shadows, either in morning or in evening time, and you are in a place, sans pareil, I think you'd call it in French. You know, it really is one hell of a bloody great visit. I mean, this is this is a landscape that has had masses of human intervention. Every little stone wall shows the human intervention here. Every bloody bit of Leylandia shows human intervention. Ban the Leylandia. Let us start a movement. Ah, here is Cathair Lystron. Cathair Lystron. Don't anyone laugh at the North Americans as they struggle to pronounce, you know, Irish place names. I am just as much of a struggler. And even I, you know, went through it. Bingo here, right? Bingo here every Tuesday. The mountains. We're heading to... I'm heading in a due easterly direction. A westerly direction towards the Atlantic Ocean. But I'm heading for the mountains. A right turn to Shrule. S-H-R-U-L-E. More bloody Leylandia. Okay, I run the risk of getting lost. This is an unexpected right turn, and you know what? I really am laid back now. When I get to Cong, I'll get to Cong. I certainly wasn't here at 9:30 as I hoped. And I hope we go through Shrule on our way to Cong. I mean, these are names that to me are exotic. I don't know what they're like to you. Ha! A lake! A lake! I see a lake! Now, we have to be heading to Cong if there's a lake. Oh, somebody built a house there. What a lucky bugger to have a view of a lake. Not quite... I don't like particularly people who build houses... Well, I've got nothing against the people, but I don't like houses built... No, Loch Hackett. H-A-C-K-E-T. Not E-double-T, in case you're going to put it into... Oh, that just looked beautiful. You know, and I'm actually, the light is soft and warm. It's coming from a long way back. here are two people around a cow box. You salute the people. You dare not drive past Irish people on the road without raising, you know, at the very least, a finger off the wheel to say, how you going? How you going? And you would be treated as a stuffy-nosed bastard from, you know, England if you didn't do that. Or, I mean, the truth is you could be from another culture and you just don't understand. It's a bit like people going to Tibet and not learning their namaste before they, namaste, before they leave. You know, you have to learn how to greet and meet the locals. Here we're into sheep country. So it looks to me like it's water, sheep, bloody Leylandia, on the road to Cong.